President Clinton proposed major reforms in campaign finance laws today, his first public remarks on the subject since Democratic fundraisers were accused of possible criminal activity. Mr. Clinton reaffirmed what he says has been his longtime support for reform, endorsing a bill now in Congress that would end the big unregulated donations known as soft money. But he said nothing about the specific allegations against his own party officials. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Clinton broke his silence today. For weeks, he has said nothing about what has become a big political issue in the final days of the campaign. His aides have kept him from answering reporters' questions, and the only time the president was confronted with the issue was when his motorcade encountered protesters today, waving signs in support of Proposition 212, a California ballot initiative that would reform the state's campaign finance system. Today, at a rally at Santa Barbara City College, the president made a detailed defense of what he said were his own efforts to clean up the system. He said he had signed a lobbying disclosure bill and a bill banning gifts from lobbyists. Now he said it was time to do more.
Everybody knows the problems of campaign money today. There's too much of it. It takes too much time to raise, and it raises too many questions. The parties are engaged in an escalating arms race. In the past 2 years, listen to this, in the past 2 years, the Democratic Party and its House and Senate campaign committees have raised $241 million. The Republican Party and its Senate and House campaign committees have raised $399 million. Raising that much money strains the political system. We have played by the rules, but I know, and you know, we need to change the rules.
In fact, the Clinton campaign has broken the rules, returning one $250,000 contribution last month after a newspaper report disclosed the contribution was illegal. The man who solicited that donation, Democratic Party Finance Vice Chairman John Wong, has been suspended from fundraising while Attorney General Janet Reno decides whether or not to ask for an independent counsel to investigate whether Wong's actions were illegal. But today, the president blamed Republicans for failing to pass reform. He singled out Newt Gingrich for blocking the appointment of a bipartisan reform commission.
In 1995, I met with Speaker Gingrich at a town hall meeting in New Hampshire. And when we were there, a citizen asked us if we would create a bipartisan commission to come up with a campaign finance reform proposal that we would then try to pass. We both agreed. I thought it offered a real chance for bipartisanship and action. And frankly, I was excited about it. I even appointed two distinguished citizens, John Gardner and Doris Kearns Goodwin, to help get it started. But the Republicans walked away.
The famous New Hampshire handshake was just one of the many ill-fated promises to clean up the system over the years. Every one of them has been blocked by the unwillingness of lawmakers from both parties to give up the political money they depend on. The president proposed tough reforms during his 1992 campaign, but then did little to push the issue after he was in office. Today, Bob Dole called again on the president to appoint a bipartisan commission, but Mr. Clinton tried to move one step beyond his opponent, saying it's time for action, not a commission. And he called on Congress to pass the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill, which would restrict political action committees, end the unlimited contributions from wealthy individuals and corporations known as soft money, and give free television time to candidates who abide by voluntary spending limits.
This is a good approach. It was endorsed by Common Cause and every other major reform group. It was bipartisan. It was tough. It was real reform. But my opponent opposed it. He refused to bring it to the floor for a vote. And after he left Congress to run for president, the Republican leaders finally allowed the legislation to come to a vote, and then they killed it.
The president said nothing about the allegations that his own fundraisers may have violated the ban on raising money from foreign citizens who are not legal residents of the U.S., other than to endorse a call made by Bob Dole to ban all donations from anyone who is not a U.S. citizen. The president conceded nothing in his speech today, and his advisers say he doesn't plan to as long as he is under attack from both Ross Perot and Bob Dole on the issue. In Santa Barbara, California, with the Clinton campaign, I'm Mara Liasson.